All right, welcome to a special edition of 7 Minutes of Saints. Andrew, we have massive Saints news. They drop the air horn in. Listen, the Saints, they beat the Miami Dolphins for a quarterback again. Teddy Bridgewater spurned the Dolphins offer and is staying with the Saints. And the Saints, it's not going to be a big news nationally, but it's a massive, massive story locally. I don't even know if people quite understand it. The Saints are locked in at quarterback because I've told you all along, I think 2019 is Drew Brees' last year. Teddy Bridgewater is your future quarterback of the Saints, whether you like it or not. I mean, you love it. But I really have to start with this. Give me your thoughts, and then we'll go through it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's massive, man. And, you know, it's not that I know that Bridgewater is going to be amazing for the Saints as the heir apparent. I have confidence in him. I like him as a quarterback, and I think he's got the potential to be a good quarterback. I think you have to arrive at a place, first of all, where the next guy is not going to be Drew Brees. He's not going to be as good. He's not going to be as amazing. But if you can get a top 15 quarterback in the league, you can win football games. You can be in contention. And I believe that's the case with Bridgewater. I think he can be that, especially with Sean Payton. You know, I thought last year I hated the trade. I hated giving up a third-round pick for a guy in a contract year. And I said, you know, the only way this pick is worth it is if he becomes your quarterback in the future and you resign him. You know, if he's a backup for 1 year and he doesn't play, it's a horrific trade. Horrific.
And let's say that. The Saints said all along, look, we're going to get him in the building, and that's going to help us keep him. And the thing is, they, you know, somebody will say, well, why give up the third-round pick if he's a backup? Why don't you just try to sign him when he's a free agent later? But the Saints, they could not do this move if he's not in the building, right? If he's not in the building and he's got the Saints or Miami, he's like, I'm going to Miami. I don't know the Saints. Yeah, they're telling me I could be a backup for Drew Brees. I don't know, but he was here for a year, and he fucking loves it, right? So it worked out. And, oh, by the way, Andrew, I'm going to go on record now. The Saints 2019 draft is an A+. It's Marcus Davenport is your first. Teddy Bridgewater is your third. Eli Apple is your fourth, locked in at low cost for 2 years. He's a starting corner. That's an A+ draft. And, you know, people will give them a D and a C because they don't have picks, right? And everybody likes new shiny things. The Saints already did it, and it's awesome.
You didn't even mention that the second round pick was used to trade up to get Kamara.
Well, no, they have the second round pick, right? The second round pick was given up last year, so they still have their second for 2019, right? I'm talking about this year's draft.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's already an A+, which is great. I mean, this move, to me, it sets up their future. Do you think it was a difficult decision for Bridgewater to spurn Miami?
I'm surprised he made it. You know, and all along, I said that Miami, you know, was kind of the last place I was worried about. And I said this on the podcast. I told you. I was like, well, Miami's the only one we have left to worry about. And I was worried that they would offer him an opportunity to start now. And it sounds like they offered him that. And for him to pass on that is shocking me. I'm just really surprised that he would forego starting now and show like the maturity and the patience to say, no, I'm going to stay with the Saints for less money, and less immediate opportunity because, you know, I see the end game. I see the long game. And I mean, that's a tremendous amount of poise and patience and maturity on his part.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm surprised by that. I mean, one thing I want to add too is, you know, I've seen these reports from Pro Football Talk about Sean Payton maybe wanting to go to the Cowboys after Drew Brees leaves. And I don't believe him. I don't know that I necessarily think that's a thing. But I will tell you that this has got to motivate Sean Payton to want to stick around, because now he's like, man, I've got this quarterback that's like the next era, and I like this guy, and I believe I can win with him. And I just feel like Sean Payton is going to feel more committed to the Saints long-term post-Breeze, given Bridgewater saying, hey, I'm investing in you. So I think that has huge implications potentially for Payton staying, if there was even a doubt.
I mean, the Saints, and listen, with Bridgewater, like you said, we don't know if he's going to be good. He came back from the knee injury. He was a nice quarterback for Minnesota. They had a really good defense. They won a division title. They would have won a playoff game if their kicker would have kicked the 20-something-yard field goal, right? So we know he's a pretty nice quarterback, but we don't know. But here's my argument with people that don't like Bridgewater and the whole he played bad the last game. That was nonsense because that's a preseason game with backups, right? But my thing with when I argue with people with Bridgewater, even putting aside the ridiculous argument about how he looked the last game, is the option is Bridgewater or a mystery door post Breeze. Because you don't if you don't like Bridgewater, your plan. If you had a quarterback, you don't have a plan. You're just like, we're going to draft one. We'll see what's out there. So I'm taking Bridgewater over the fucking mystery door every single time. Because the worst case to me for Bridgewater, besides he gets injured again, which you can't predict for any player, right? I mean, Drew Brees, his shoulder was wrecked. The Saints signed him, and he's been amazingly healthy for more than a decade, right? So you can't tell. To me, the worst
possibly
case.
Possibly healthy, yeah.
You know, to me, the worst case scenario with Bridgewater is he's Aaron Brooks. And, like, not that he has the same style and all the negative things that fans thought about Aaron Brooks, but, like, it's that same sort of thing where you're like, we just can't win with him. Like, he's just not – he's good, but he's, like, you're stuck in this seven to nine win range.
He's Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, he's Ryan, and you can't decide if he's good or he's bad, and you're like, well, maybe if we keep him and we get better and we get him more weapons. But, I mean, to me, if that's what he is post-Breeze, sign me up. Because I look at Buffalo, I look at other teams that have, you know, struggled.
Cleveland,
like, that's not a bad place to be for the Saints. And Bridgewater's probably, you know, if Breeze retires and they sign him up, they're probably going to sign him up for roughly probably what Nick Foles got at 20 to $22 million a year, which a lot of fans will say is outrageous. But his quarterback salaries go, $20 million, it's not going to be that much with the cap.
You're not going to replace the best quarterback in NFL history with the best quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah. And
so
look,
you just want to try to get a competent player.
You know, and if let's say the Saints sign Teddy Breeze retires, and the Saints sign Teddy Bridgewater to a 5-year, $100 million deal next offseason, the cap is going to go up probably $10 to $12 million. So now it's $200 million of cap. You're paying Teddy Bridgewater $20 or $22 million. That's 10% of the cap. That is nothing for a quarterback. It really is, and that's the kind of locked in costs for a quarterback for 3-4 years, where you keep Michael Thomas, you can keep Rankins, you can keep all these other young players, and if he overperforms the contract, you're golden. So I just think it's a massive move, and I can't, like, Mickey Loomis is a wizard. Like, I mean,
yeah, I mean, give the Saints credit for taking a risk like that, giving up a third round for a guy in a contract year, believing that if they can just get him in the building, they can convince him that it's the right move to stay, despite the fact that he was offered more money, despite the fact that he was offered a starting position right away. And, you know, maybe Breeze has set things behind closed doors, but he has not officially said this is my last year, so we don't know that. I mean, contractually, he's got 1 year left, so the Saints could always decide to part ways with him if he's not done. But I mean, for all this to work out and play out the way it did, there was a lot of obstacles and there was a lot of risk. And for it to work out this way is incredible. And I didn't see it coming, but hey, Zach Schreef was right.
Yeah, he was. And look, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, really smart organizations do. And I'm not saying the Saints are, you know, in a level with New England, because New England, Bill Belichick, he's on another level. They got the 6 fucking trophies to prove it. But the Saints are really smartly run. And I want to say something about, you know, look, we all get excited about free agent. We want the Saints to do moves. Me and you have been joking constantly since the window opened yesterday. We're like, do something, do something, do something. But the thing is, look at New England. They let Flowers leave. They always let players leave, and it's fine. And the thing is with the Saints, they were never going to do – I thought about this this morning. They were never going to do a bunch of stuff because they're 13-3, and all their fucking players are super young. And every player that the Saints would add, whether you – whoever – if you listen to the show, whoever you wanted, whether you wanted Humphreys or whoever, whatever players you wanted the Saints to add at a high salary – you're going to have to look at the Saints roster as it is now with one of their young players and say, okay, he can leave. Like if you sign Adam Humphreys for 4 years, $36 million, you're going to have to say, okay, Marcus Williams, in 2 years, you're going to be gone. Because you can't add guys at $8 to $12 million a year for long-term deals and keep all these Saints young, good players from their 2 and 3 years of good drafting. It's not possible. So, in a way, I'm kind of fine with the Saints just hanging tight and saying, "Hey, we're gonna have to sign a bunch of our own guys next year. Let's just hang tight and see how this market shakes." And you know, they still may be at Golden Tate may not get money. Cameron Wake might they could still do some fun stuff. You know, on the next week or so. But what are you looking for them to do either today or the next couple days after Bridgewater?
Well, I mean, we're talking about retaining guys, so yeah, I think you rummage in the bargain bin at this point. Now it's all about Mark Ingram, you know, and that's the next thing. You know, do they retain him or do they lose him? Because if they do lose him, then running back becomes a need, and you know, obviously, then they've got to start looking at okay, which guy makes sense, whether it's a guy like Spencer Ware, you know, or. I mean, who knows? Are they in play for a guy like Le'Veon Bell? Probably not. But, you know, that would be the question for me is if Mark Ingram goes, who is his replacement? And they would want to try to figure that out pretty quickly. You know, Tevin Coleman's a guy who you maybe look at from the Falcons. You know, is he a guy you would want to replace Ingram? So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. But basically, that's the next thing for me, and I think that's the priority at this point.
All right, everybody. This is 7 Minutes of Saints. This one was free, but the rest of the week ain't going to be free, and we might have more shows later on today, probably will, definitely on later in the week. It's $7 a month. You're going to want to pay the $7 a month because you get the extra shows. You get the breaking news that nobody else has already posted about Teddy Bridgewater. We were first. We're the best. $7 a month. Do it. Andrew, I'll talk to you later.